If I had a thousand tongues, if I sang a thousand songs, there'd still be more to say, more to sing about you. If I had a thousand years, I'd spend them all right here, and there'd still be more to say, more to sing about you. Yes, oh, I'm never running out of ways, never running out of ways to paint you. No, I'm not God. I'm never running out of words, never running out of words to thank you. I'm never running out of ways, never running out of ways to praise you. Yeah, yeah. I'm never running out of words, never running out of words to thank you, God. Keep discovering the weight of your love for me. Yeah, I need eternity to tell you how much I love you. Yes, yes I do. Oh, I need eternity to tell you how much I love you.
Sean, it's so good to see you.
Come on.
I love doing these with you, man. You're such a great communicator and songwriter. And man, I love this song called Ways.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about this. Mm-hmm. You know, when I worship with this song, I just get so much of the sense that, like, of what's coming, like that I don't even know a hair of what it means to stand with God and to be in His presence fully, you know. And I love that this song communicates, you know, that idea of, you know, today, I feel like, you know, we have limited vocabulary of how to express our feelings mm-hmm. to God. We have limited melodies sometimes, you know, and, but when we stand before yeah. him and really in his presence, that's not going to be an issue. And right. it, we are, as the song says, we're never going to run out of ways and words to thank him and to praise him. And it's so good, man. But I'd love for you yeah. to talk about this song a little bit and the writing with it. I know you wrote this with some friends, but just yeah. that and the ideas behind it.
Yeah. You know, there is something about, it's a special thing to be in the presence of God, you know. And I remember when we were writing this song, just with a couple of buddies, you know, it's sometimes just good to have a few people together because y'all catch the same wave at the same time. We were actually at like a Mav City writing camp. So there's just friends everywhere, everyone in their own, you know, little pockets of the room. And me and the crew, like we caught wind of this chorus and it just started to rise and rise and rise to the point where I think it was like bothering everybody else, because we're just in,
hey, could
you know,
guys keep it down?
We're just lost in wonder, you know, and it's, that's a, I think there's something about that sort of posture mm-hmm. that, that this song helps get us to, like get our spirit to, because I really think it's an invitation into the presence of God, you know, and not just the manifest presence, but the idea that the presence that holds us together, like the presence of God is how we were made, what we're from, what we're for, what we carry, you know, the lens that we look through the world with, what we image. And so it's in our DNA, you know. So, and this isn't a new idea, like this God stuff, people have been thinking about it for a long time, you know? So even in the scriptures, you have these short phrases that I feel like are hinting at that, you know? Like, in him we live and move and have our being. It's like, there's just no distance there. We're just, that's what it's meant to be like. You know, Psalm 16, in your presence, I find fullness of joy. Wow. Like it's all encompassing. And we're not going to run out of that, you know? And so I think the more we seek, the more we're going to discover that, you know, it's like love, you know, anything that you love well, it reveals to you its secrets, you know? And I think God is love. So the more we, his invitation, his hands are open for that. And the more as his people, we can take him at his word, he's just going to take us into deeper and deeper places of who he is and what he looks like and what his character looks like. Mm-hmm. And that's all we need to worry about. The words will come. We'll see a new glimpse of him whenever we're ready. But that posture of saying, I think this is where I belong. This is where I'm most myself, is when I'm closest to you. That's how you've designed all this. So the goal is to have this song maybe get a group of people into that sacred space and to let other things fade. And it gives you a really good gauge for what's important and what's not, I think, which is helpful for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And it reminded me of the old the Matt Redman song, The Gifted Response. You know, where,
yes.
You know, remember that?
Yep.
Where, you know,
yep.
Our worship is a response to God's revelation. Mm. And when we worship, God reveals even more of
yeah.
himself. And so it pulls us, like you're talking about, it pulls us
yep.
deeper into the presence and the unity with God as a result of our praise, which is this beautiful kind of back and forth. God
yeah.
reveals, we respond.
It's a dance.
Reveals, we
yeah.
respond. So it's what an incredible thought.
Yeah.
Well, man, walk us through what you're playing. You're capoed 4, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm playing it in B. A lot of songs I do high because I've got the long hair. Helps me. Helps me. the verse is simple. It's just 4. This is in 6-8. 6-5. That's the verse.
If I had a thousand tongues, if I sang a thousand songs.
So that's the verse. the chorus is basically the same, but it doesn't have to be this complicated. But I'm just going to explain to y'all how I've done it. You don't have to do it this way. You could do it that way for the whole song. When we do the first chorus, it's the same chord progression. Cause I'm never running out of ways, never running out of ways to praise you. That's chorus one, 4, 6, 5. Chorus two, when the band is in, we add a 2-chord at the end of the progression and also add more, I guess it's more of like an ad-lib thing, but it just feels good to sing. Never running out of ways, 6, never running out of ways to praise right here. Oh God, I praise. So when the band is in, we pull on that 2-chord, expand the chorus a little bit. And that's the progression for the rest of the song, except for instead of the 6, it's a 1-chord because that opens you up even more. So then you hit the bridge, 4.
I can't
1.
Help this obsession, 5. All my affection is yours too.
And this just pushes you back into a wide open chorus with the same chords.
Cause I'm never running out of ways
to the one.
Never running out of ways to praise you. God, I praise.
So it's kind of cool to like finish the song with that 1-chord instead of the 6, because the 6 is moody and the 1-chord is just majestic.
Absolutely.
By the end, you're just trying to play it as loud as you can. You know, that's the thing. You know,
and you got to give your church band something to work on.
Yeah,
you know? It's like you can't make it.
No, you practice this.
Sure.
It's fun and it's super. I mean, what's cool about you can pluck out that chorus and the bridge really, but especially the chorus. You're just at house church. There's no lyrics on the screen. Mm-hmm. It's such a any song in 6/8. You can flow right into that chorus.
Yeah.
And just sit there.
I love that.
You know? And I think that's just in those environments, we need to be able to just stay in the presence of God like that without distractions. Just, I'm never running out of ways to praise you. Got it. Here I am, you know?
Absolutely, man. Good thoughts. Sean, thank you so much for sharing the song with us. And we're excited to partner with you on these songs and get them out to all these churches, man. So thanks for spending the time.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, and I can't help this obsession.